This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
If you need a hand, and they'll answer the best of them. If I were you, one of them's a chipmunk, the other one's a human. In case it wasn't clear, Amir is a chipmunk, and Jake Kerwitz is a human being.
Six G's
will give you a solution, and watch you run with this.
Six G's
will give you a solution, but they're not done with you. Cause they'll put you on blast, and sometimes you know things get so now it's if you, if we, if they. If I were you, ask for help if you're down on your luck. Amir likes the Lakers and Jake likes wine. Don't kill yourself inside a Starbucks.
Whoa. Perfect. Perfect theme song. Roll it again. We can't follow that shit. We can't just do a podcast now.
Why?
Okay. It peaked in the first fucking 40 seconds. We don't get to just have a show. I'm sorry. The theme song can't eclipse the podcast. That's fucked up. I was happy and now I'm upset. I think that was too good. That left me with shoes we can't fill. Okay? Do you understand what happened there?
Yeah, I thought it was fun. Like, it was a song that you would like that would get you in the mood, but instead no. It just reversed you.
It did for a second. Then the opening act just brought down the house, and I came out, and I have stage fright. That's not fair. That's not the vibe I wanted. I'm shy. That made me shy.
It bashfuled you, if you could believe
I'm
it.
I'm bashed now.
That was an actual, it's a parody.
What?
Yeah, for a Reliant K song dedicated to Jeffrey James.
That's it.
Who played the original song as the intro to episode 17 of the HeadGum podcast.
There you go. Yeah, I was a Reliant K fan, for sure. Called, okay, it's coming back
It's called
now.
This Week, The Trend. Absolutely nothing to plug, so I guess I'll say my band, which I play bass in, Zombie Sunday, just dropped a new single called The River, and you can find it on Spotify, Apple Music, and oh yeah, SoundCloud. So he does have something to plug.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely nothing to plug, so I guess you can just plug this very specific thing that people can go and download, which they should. Because that was really good. I liked it.
All right. Good work. Thank you, Greg Berg from the band Zombie Sunday. All right. Speaking of Zombie Sunday, here we are on a Sunday.
Yeah.
One of our
happy Sunday, bro.
This is a Sunday night into Monday morning recording. So it's almost like a live show.
Yeah, it's true. It's quite true.
Speaking of which, we haven't done a live show in a while. What better time to announce? We're going to do a few shows in some shutdown cities. We're going to find a way to just pack the house, get in there. I want to do LA, Chicago, New York.
That's right. Yeah.
And then overseas.
We found that loophole, the religious loophole. So we're doing, we're, you and I are going to do the bar mitzvah tour.
Yeah.
We'll be doing our half Torahs in Chicago and Boston. New Orleans, Austin, Seattle.
Indoors,
Des Moines.
Yeah, indoors, grungy,
we're gonna be in Des Moines,
sweaty, grungy ass.
Yeah.
Legally, they're funerals, but officially, they're comedy shows. So we have to.
Funerals, funerals, bar mitzvahs, and weddings. That's what each one is going to be.
Yeah, we have to find.
We'll figure it out. We have a bris in Boise.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's not going to be
gonna
a show, though.
Out on the day, but just.
Yeah. That's just a bris I have to attend in Boise.
You're moonlighting as a moil.
An Idaho-based moil, if you can believe it. So that'll be the 23rd of July. And then from there, we'll figure it out. I don't know. I don't know how. What else to say? It'll be fun. It'll be, good.
Tickets are for sale. Are you coughing a little? Where can they buy the tickets?
Online. And we should.
My moil died mid circumcision.
Imagine that. Imagine a moil so old that he died mid circ. Yeah, anything topical happened to you this weekend so we can address it and like people will feel like they're completely up to date, up to snuff?
You know, I'm watching the watch a lot of live sports, so we could talk about Man United, their win over Liverpool in the FA Cup. I mean, it's crazy to see the champs play and lose in the, I believe it was the fourth round.
Wow, that, you know, that rarely happens.
It's like the title
race.
That
rarely happens. You see that, yeah, sometimes, but not usually.
So that
was
fun.
Yeah, that's crazy. And then who ended up getting the big goal there, or the assist, the streamer, the striker, the screamer?
It was a free kick late in the second half by young Bruno Fernandes.
God.
Came in with something to prove, a chip on his shoulder, but it turned out to be a ball off the leg. You know what I mean? Just an absolute rocket to the upper corner.
Yeah. Can you imagine being...
It's precise.
Imagine being a goalie where you have to sort of launch your body and then, like, they must practice, like, all right, you're on grass and now launch your body to the top left and you'll land on your rib cage. Now launch your body to the top right.
I mean, like, the whole... The penalty kick is always, it's like, that's, you know, that's always just kind of like a gimme. It's like sad if they don't hit that, you know? It's like the goalie's not, there can't really be any like real strategy. You have to like stay alert and then like guess at the last second, or if like they have a tell, you might be able to get your hands on it. The free kick, I think there's a lot more art to it. Like you've got the people, like the wall, you have your teammates strategically blocking the goalie's
view.
That's
cool.
You have like the guy that's lying down behind everyone's feet so you don't go low on the kick. It's really wild to watch. So it's really fun when those go in, because it seems like that's, those things are like the kind of thing you can practice over and over and over.
Yeah. Were you rooting for anybody specifically?
Yeah, I've kind of decided I dislike Liverpool. So I like Man United.
You made that decision without me. Good to know.
Well, you stopped giving a shit about the
Premier League. I still would have liked to weigh in on which club you're no longer actually supporting and which club you don't like at all anymore. So that hurts to hear.
It was hard. I always, like, I had a soft spot in my heart for Liverpool because I like the town, but I don't know. It's tough to root for the Boston Red Sox of England, you know?
Yeah. You mean just the color, the red, or the fact that they're like partially owned by the Red Sox?
Oh yeah, it's both.
All right, no more sneak peeks
of
our.
But Man United is red too, and I like them.
No more sneak peeks of our premiere podcast. You know, like we have to save some stuff for the Patreon after.
That's Patreon only. Yeah. Will you bring it back?
I'll bring it back if I actually start watching again. I don't want to fake it till I make it. You know, I have to actually put my heart into it. So. For now, I can't promise.
Why don't we do it just for the last couple weeks of the FA Cup?
Oh, is that happening?
That's not the rest of the Premier League season.
Is that happening right now?
Yeah, the FA Cup is happening right now. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's late. It's like we're in the fifth round now.
Okay.
So it's most of the Premier League teams that we know.
All right, fine. But you have to, because last I heard that NBC Sports was shutting down their operations. So you have to tell me how to watch these matches.
It's ESPN Plus. I'll give you my login.
That's illegal.
You can watch every single one.
Yeah, get him. He's right in there. I'm using his.
Get him.
I'm using his illegal Zoom link right now.
Okay. There was a knock at my door, but there's no way that's actually the cops, right? Sorry, I just.
Yeah,
just,
they have no bigger fish to fry.
They're coming down the stairs.
And I didn't even use the link yet. I was just told that I could in the future.
Just told. There's a goddamn insurrection 2 weeks ago. They're coming
for
me. It's
a fucking, what's it, Minority Report pre-crime, I think. They just heard that it was pre-crime. In play. Yeah. All right, let's try to answer some questions. I mean, this is an advice podcast. After all, the only one on the web hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
Spent the day with my father. It was his birthday today. So I feel like I'm in a very sage, wise mood right now.
That's nice. I like knowing that.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Jerome.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Remember when we were on the Keeping Records podcast, Caleb said his birthday was the 24th. And I said, oh, that's my dad's birthday, which stands out. It's Caleb's birthday too. So happy birthday to Caleb and my dad.
HeadGum Podcaster. I think all your dad would want for his birthday is for folks out there to subscribe to Caleb's podcast, would you say?
No, he wanted a hoodie. He wanted specifically a Mack Weldon hoodie that I got. Actually, this is a funny story. I wore a blue Mack Weldon hoodie around him once, and he's like, oh, I like that sweatshirt. I'm like, oh, I'll get it for you because his birthday was coming up. And I got him, they didn't have the blue one, so I got him a gray one. You'll notice that I'm wearing the gray one now because he won. He's like, great, give me your blue one. You can have the new one. I'm like, all right, happy birthday. It felt weird because I gave him
the sweatshirt. Were you wearing the blue one? He took it off your back?
No, I brought
it. Literally take
it? Before I even came over, he's like, I'd rather have your blue one if that's okay. I'm like, all right, sure. So now I'm wearing the gift that I gave him today because he just wanted my old-ass blue hoodie. So Mack Weldon, if you're listening, so we need more blue hoodies. Get on it.
Damn, that's so funny.
All right, questions about Valentine's Day, which is coming up.
That's right, topical.
This is a 23-year-old living in Colorado. We'll call him Jamal Murray. I'm a 23-year-old living in Colorado, seeking advice about what to do with my girlfriend of 9 months, writes Jamal Murray. You think it's a Jenner? It must be a Jenner. I have already bought her some gifts, candles, bubble bath, bath bombs, but I'm unsure about how to plan the special day. Neither of us feel comfortable eating in restaurants in Denver because of the pandemic, and she lives in an apartment with her nightmare of a roommate who'll for sure be home because of Valentine's Day is on a Sunday. Huh. Why did I think Valentine's Day was always a Thursday? Did I just make that up? It's always the 14th of February, I guess.
Yeah, no, you're just not a romantic.
If you could help me think of a way to make this holiday special for my lady and seize the cheese for us both, I would be very appreciative. Go Lakers, go NADPOD, do a live show in Denver or Eugene where I'm moving for law school. All right, wow. I guess we have to brainstorm some COVID-safe Valentine's Day gifts/days/favors.
Okay. Okay. I mean, it's in Denver, it's not hard. You do, what's wrong with a little hike that like are some snowshoeing?
Oh, that's good. A little
Denver's not out that cold.
Yeah, you could do some like outdoor picnic action. Or if it's snowing, you do the hike and then you can eat somewhere else that's warm. But where do you go? Because you're inside, outside. How does that work?
I mean, a drive. Is it? Yeah, a drive, a long drive. That's the move.
Long drive. No hike or to a hike?
I think you could do either one. I think birthdays to me are all about like thoughtful planning. You don't have to have one perfect gift. You just have to have like a cascade of thoughtful things.
And it sounds like he already has the gifts.
So yeah, long drive. Long drive and like every half hour you're in the car, a new gift. You made a coffee. You made a sandwich. You unwrap the, what did he say? What he got her?
Yeah, he said candles, bubble bath, and bath bombs. A lot of bath related.
Okay, there you go. I wonder if there's a hot spring you can go to. I think there's a hot spring in Denver.
Yeah, I don't know, but like, are these places open? These, you want like to go to a COVID hot spot like that? So it's a bunch of people just sort of
a natural hot spring out in the woods,
chilling out.
Find your own. It's all outside. It's all outside. It's got to be outside.
I'm going to check out the weather right now in Denver. Because what if it's like 8 degrees?
Hmm.
Obviously, this is for Valentine's Day, which is still like 3 weeks away.
Right. But you know, I think like in Denver's like the mountain, but you go into Boulder. That's your shit. You've got the Rockies kind of blocking all of the cold weather. You know, it's a little enclave.
That's cool. So you get like a Mitsubishi Enclave. You take it on a long drive. You're sort of surprising her. You set an alarm for every 30 minutes, and then you give her a new gift every 30 minutes. Hey, here's a bath bomb. Hey, here's a candle. Hey, here's a shrimp toasty. What's a shrimp toasty? I've never heard of that. It's like this weird Australian salad. It's like chicken salad with shrimp on it. Actually, I left it in the back seat. Hold on. Grab the wheel, baby. No, the toasty. Suddenly you guys are flipping like a fucking slow motion scene in Inception. You land on the roof, the ceiling. You're upside down, skidding down a fucking a slick ass mountain road. And where does the toasty end up?
Where?
Right in her concussed mouth. She's out cold.
God. That's so romantic. Wake up with a fucking shrimp toasty by your side?
Who says no to that? That's the fucking goat romantic move. Are you still doing romantic stuff? I mean, you're already married, so like, is the pressure a little lessened for Valentine's Day, or does it only go up once you're in a committed, lawfully wedded relationship?
I still do romantic stuff for the birthday, for the anniversary, for Hanukkah and Christmas. Valentine's Day for me that's not a gift giving holiday. That's like I appreciate you. Let's do a nice dinner. Oh, you know what? Jill and I used to always go away. That's wrong. We used to always go away.
Scratch everything I said for the last 30 seconds.
I bought her a diamond necklace every February.
Every half hour.
Because like, our anniversary of when we were dating was January 31st. So it always like kind of tied into Valentine's Day. And we'd always go like do like a long weekend sometime around the first 2 weeks of February. And oftentimes it would be close enough to Valentine's Day that it was like Valentine's themed.
Oh, that's right. You used to always miss the Super Bowl because you were celebrating your anniversary, your dateiversary.
That's exactly right. And I already know the answer, but you do nothing for Valentine's Day, right? You don't even get Avital anything for her birthday.
Yeah, I've sort of established a gift-free environment in a zone that she can't necessarily complain about because it's like something I bring up on every date. So it's kind of this like weird, annoying mole that she has to live with / deal with for as long as they're together. So it's like, yeah, he's nice and all, and he has this one kind of bizarre rule that I guess I deal with, which is the fact that he doesn't believe in gifts, which is like,
And he talks about a lot. Well, you made her a toasty, right?
Didn't
you
I get made her a toasty one shrimp that? Toasty on our seventh date, and she never looked back. It was so, I don't know, perfect.
There's something that's just perfect about a toasty. What is it about a shrimp toasty that's perfect?
The way they look small on the bread with the mayo and the shrimp. It's just, I don't know.
On the Barbie?
It's just right to have it that way. So yeah, something outdoors, something natural for this guy in Colorado, a drive, a walk, a hike, a picnic, a meal, somewhere that's safe, friendly, and hopefully warm enough. You know, Denver, it can be like 71 on Tuesday and then Wednesday's low is 4. So you can hope for the best.
But yeah. Yeah. You got to just hope for the best. Roll the dice.
Roll the dice. Get the toasty. Keep it nice. Let us know how it goes. All right, let's take a break.
Yeah.
Thanks, some sponsors. Come back with some more questions and answers after these messages. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design mm-hmm. a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness.
It's it's an anti-movement, really.
Oh,
it's a
that's
non-movement
good.
Movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems
I'll
like
have
it should
to
be.
Check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. But
so it's more
fitness,
of a fitnessnah.com.
Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10%
Ooh.
Off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace.
And we're back. Jake, do you have any?
Oh, it's a lesson in the fight. Mom, I'm coming.
Gross.
Yep. Yep, I do.
Okay, but
I do.
Make it quick because I got one too. So we'll do like a little lightning round that's so fast that it only strikes twice.
Back to back.
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. How often are you using the snooze feature on your email?
Never. I don't know what that is. Tell me.
Well, I fucking love it. You look at an email that you're like, I have to deal with this, but I can't right now. You can... you know, drag your cursor up to the top. There's like, you know, the archive, the spam, the delete, mark is unread. After that, it is snooze.
Okay.
You can snooze this email until tomorrow, next week, next weekend, or you can pick a date and time and have it just reappear in your inbox whenever you so choose.
Okay.
And I value a clean inbox. I treat my email inbox as a to-do list.
I see.
And oftentimes the emails that I have like lingering at the bottom are things that are like hard that I have to deal with. So I tend to just like do all of the new things that come in that I can just like fire off.
Yeah.
But for me to get to those, I always feel like I need to clean off the top. The top never ever gets clean because there's always something new. So I started snoozing these things. Like, this doesn't need a response right now, but I want it off my plate. I don't want to think about it. I snooze it.
Got it. So it's like, hey, this email, I have to, it's part of my to-do list, but I don't want to deal with it yet. So make it disappear so I can get to the next item. It's kind of tricking your brain. Like, the email that you have to get to is still there either way, but for whatever reason, you don't want that other email on top of it in your purview.
Yeah. It's like prioritizing things, though. Like, it is, I'm like, I don't have to deal with this until Wednesday, you know? Like, that's when this thing needs a response. So I'm not going to waste my brain space right now. Like, get it away. So you're getting lower and lower into your inbox.
I see. So does it archive the email when you say snooze it? Like, does it disappear from your inbox or is it still there but a different color? Yeah.
It disappears. It disappears. It's gone.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good. Snooze. And then you use it to say, come back at a later day, or do you do the default 2 days?
I pick a day that I'm going to deal with it. I'm like, this needs to happen on Friday. That's when I'll do this.
Got it.
I archive something until July. How fucked up is that?
Yeah, I noticed.
I'm like, I will have to look at this in July.
Yeah, I have been sending you that email over and over, and for whatever reason, you just. It's kind of timely though. It's about making sure that we record.
You'll hear from me. You'll hear from me on 7/8/21. Don't worry.
All right.
Don't worry about that.
When you get back from a 4th of July trip, I guess that you haven't even like planned yet.
I'm planning it. Those are archived until June. Snoozed until June, I should say.
Noon in June. That's when I'll deal with it. All right, that's a good one.
What's yours?
Here's a quickie that I learned actually from our Discord. I hopped onto the Jake and Amir Patreon Discord.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Shout out to Discord.
I wanted to see what was going on with the peeps. If you're in our Patreon, you can be in this Discord chat room, which is like this rolling chat room where people can hop in, hop out, chat, see, talk to each other, like-minded folks. Sometimes I hop in there and see what's going on. And it was kind of like
I went in there the other day and I was afraid. I was afraid to talk. I was like, I don't want to disrupt, you know?
The flow. Yeah.
But it was nice. Yeah. But I just hopped in there and read a bunch of people.
You're a lurker on your own fucking Discord.
A little wallflower.
Okay. So Jack F, shout out to Jack F. I basically said, what did I miss? Because I hadn't been there for like a few weeks, months, years, decades. And he's like, oh, Weezer has a new song coming out. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Weezer. Like, I used to, two of my favorite albums, the Blue Album and Pinkerton, came out in the 90s. And then I sort of forgot Weezer existed. I'm like, yeah, I guess every once in a while you hear like a new song, like Pork and Beans. And if you're wondering if I want you to, like little hot pop songs. And I'm like, oh, this song is really good. It reminds me of Pinkerton, one of my favorite Weezer albums. And he's like, yeah, they started working with a music producer, Jack F was explaining to me, that grew up listening to the Blue Album and Pinkerton. It was like, you guys should make music like that. And he like guided their albums again back to what Pinkerton sounds like. I'm like, oh, when did that happen? He's like, basically, there was an album whose name I already forget, and then the White Album in 2016. This guy named Jake Sinclair, who's younger than us, worked with Weezer to create an album again that sounded like their, I guess, most iconic albums. And I started listening to the White Album. I'm like, this is amazing. Like, this is as good as Pinkerton, but like, I completely disregarded it because for 20 years, they were just churning out album after album that I didn't necessarily like. So I'll send you a link to the White Album and my favorite songs on it. I'm like, wow, this really does sound like they wrote 20 songs for Pinkerton, released the 10 that I love, and then these were like discovered. But no, they're actually new songs that sound exactly like old Weezer songs. So shout out to Jack F.
Damn. And shout out to Weezer. And shout out to Jake Sinclair. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, we should.
That's really nice.
We should have him on the show. Just be like, so how do you, what does it mean to produce a song that sounds like it? Like, did they not know how to do it? And then you're like, actually make it sound like this? I have so many questions about that.
He's going to convince us to start going back to So Asian shit. It's like, he's just a fan of the classics.
Yeah.
It was better originally.
Yeah, only with...
I feel like I could do that. If I had any, like, musical ability, I could do that for Blink-182.
Yeah.
I could be like, I could guide them back to the Dude Ranch days.
I don't know how to quantify slash explain why something sounds the way it does, but it just instantly did. And it was very nice. I'm glad this music producer coupled with Weezer was able to figure it out. I was saying that it's kind of like if Adam Sandler made an amazing movie 3 years ago, like we would just never know because he had done like 21 weird, somewhat random, esoteric, kind of shitty movies for the last 2 decades. And it's like, no, this one's really good. It's like Billy Madison or Happy Gilmore. We just wouldn't know.
Oh, I was thinking, wasn't that what happened with Uncut Gems? But you mean like a really, just like a funny one. Just like
a Happy Madison, like, Adam Sandler comedy vehicle.
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry is actually hilarious.
Because he worked with a comedian.
Hilarious.
Nice. Yeah, he worked with a movie producer that was able to harness his energy. And then I got to thinking, I'm like, were those movies good or were we just 12 at the time? And if any 12-year-old, like whatever movie that comes out when you're 12 to 15 is the best Adam Sandler movie.
Right. Yeah, if we showed like a tween his Adam Sandler's full catalog, is he like, "Yeah, I liked Billy Madison and I also liked Grown Ups."
Yeah, like, Grown Ups Part 3 is all my funny favorite. To me. Yeah, cuz I'm 12, so this is all awesome shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. But either way, if you're a fan of Weezer like I am, specifically of those two albums, check out at the very least the White Album.
Cool.
That's my unsolicited advice.
Don't forget to hit that snooze button.
And snooze your email. For the love of God, snooze that email. Actually, let's answer some questions. These are emails that I didn't snooze. These are new,
nice,
fresh questions in our inbox.
Don't sleep on them.
Here's one about a cooking catastrophe. Since you're you're a chef as of now.
I am a chef. I'm not like an amateur cook or I'm not learning to cook. I don't like that terminology. I want people to know that I am a chef.
Well, you're not.
Okay.
You're not like
cooking's not a hobby for me. It's not just something that I'm passively into. It's not something that I'm experimenting with. It's not something that I recently picked up.
Yes, it is. Yes. That last one is what it is. The first three, I let you get away with it, even though you're not a professional. You're not getting paid to cook. So yeah, you are an amateur. So don't say that it was something that you just picked up. That's not true. Continue.
I'm a chef, read on.
Chefrey James writes, "Hello, Jake and Amir, longtime listener, first time asking a question. I found myself in a predicament. I'm a 17-year-old dude who, like Jake, wasn't much of a chef, and I'm starting to build a rep as being a bit lazy within my family. But now I have the opportunity to redeem myself. Me and my girlfriend are doing a date night with my girlfriend's parents, and we are in charge of the cuisine. So what I need to know is something that I can make that will knock their socks off, but won't be impossible that I'll mess it up. Just for reference, my girlfriend isn't much of a chef either, but with more experience helping than me. P.S. I think it's worth mentioning, all this started off with a white lie that I love cooking and that I do it all the time. Sincerely yours, Chefrey James."
Chefrey James. Okay.
So have you experienced something that...
If you're 17, if this dude's 17, if he's 17, it's kind of... I don't want to say it's too late, but I feel like the ship has sailed a little bit.
What are you talking... Like, you picked it up at age 35? 17 is too late?
You don't pick it up. You don't pick it up. Yes. It's a calling. You finally... I picked it up. I answered the phone. I answered my calling, but I don't know if this guy has the calling, is what I'm saying.
Oh, holy shit, you're paying it backwards. You're basically, you're not lifting anybody up. You're kicking them off a mansion. You discovered this
if you don't
hobby
know
and you want
now,
people out.
You're not going to learn is all I'm saying. That's it.
That is it, but that's bad. It shouldn't be it. It should be better than it. What the hell is your... Do not rub your hair like you're a guru. You're not a guru. You don't goo any roo. You're a zero.
It's interesting. It's just a thought.
There's sauce all over your track jacket, by the way. I think like you didn't...
I burned my hand really bad, actually.
I gave it up.
I
Yeah, what's the easiest thing you
know? I have
to make
a dish.
Okay.
I haven't cooked that many dishes.
You haven't what?
I haven't cooked that many dishes.
I'm actually considering retiring, if you can fucking believe it.
It's called going out on top.
I made a lamb twice, and I think I'm going to pick up skateboarding. I baked a skate, and now I'll skate instead of bake.
On Friday, I cooked Mongolian, okay? So,
nice. Rice.
Rice indeed. So one of the things that I cooked was like this this like lamb dumpling, which is a little more authentic to actual Mongolian. The other one was Mongolian beef, which was made in like Taiwan or Thailand. It's not actually from Mongolia, but it was really easy and very, very delicious. And it definitely makes you feel very chef-like because you're like flash frying, sautéing things. There's lots of there's sauces, there's oils, there's flagrant flavors. It's very delicious. Okay. And it's not hard. It takes like 35 minutes total.
That's good. Okay, that's pretty good. Lamb dumplings. That sounds kind of hard though. I got some stuff.
That is really hard. That's too hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, lamb dumplings, you can't do that. I could barely do that. Okay? And I'm a fucking chef.
Okay, so what's something that's kind of easy to make?
The Mongolian beef. That's what he should cook.
You slice up the beef. You sort of stir fry it. Onions, peppers.
Yeah, you slice up the beef real thin. There's a trick that I learned, which I thought was very cool. You get the beef, get it nice and fresh, but you put it in the freezer like 5 or 10 minutes before you start cooking. So then when you're slicing it really, really thin, it's kind of firm and you can cut right through it.
That's good. Okay. And then what? Rice on the side, rice noodles, some other noodles.
Yeah. Just like classic white rice on the side. Keep it simple.
Okay.
And then you just got the beef, you got the rice, you throw some scallions in there. It's perfect. You made Chinese food. It's delicious.
That's good.
It's unique.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, I recently have been basically putting meat on one side of a baking pan, broccoli on the other, putting it in the oven together. You leave the oven, it's just like 25 minutes. It's doing the entire bulk of the work. So if you want to get even easier than that, you can get pre-seasoned salmon. Something I didn't necessarily know about because I didn't eat salmon growing up. Pre-seasoned
this
salmon.
Guy said he loved cooking. I love cooking. He's going to show up with pre-seasoned salmon.
No, he's not going to show up.
Put it on a baking sheet.
He's gonna already have made it. Pre-seasoned salmon. You put olive oil on the broccoli. You put it in the oven half an hour and you're done. There's not even anything after that.
Salmon in the oven for half an hour?
Yeah, 20 to 30, depending on what you set it at. And the end. Boom. That you made fucking...
It's not the end.
Pretty solid shit right there, and you didn't have to do anything. Very little prep work.
You want to cook the salmon? You want to cook your salmon on high heat for a short amount of time. I do 450 for 11 minutes. That's the perfect thing for salmon.
Sure.
And you don't want to put things all on the same sheet. Okay?
Why not?
You want to know why?
Yeah.
Because they're all unique. They're all different. They all have different amounts of time that they need to cook for.
Sure, yeah. You add the salmon halfway through.
And carrots at the same exact time?
No, or you do or you don't, or you add the salmon late. Like, I'm giving you a foolproof plan. You cook the salmon a little too much, the broccoli a little too little, put them both in for 20 minutes. Bing, bang, boom. You're out of there in what? 30 minutes? You scarf the fish in front of the fucking parents and you say, this is pretty fucking good, right? What'd you bring for dessert? If they didn't bring anything for dessert.
A shrimp toasty?
Dessert is a shrimp fucking toasty with whipped cream on top. And did I mention you ordered cookies from a good bakery? Oh, how'd you make this? What's the recipe? Postmates,
you
bitch.
You get to eat it off the floor, okay? How's that? For questioning me, where'd I get it?
Where do you get off? Nice.
Nice.
All right, two options right there. Mongolian beef or whatever the fuck. And a shrimp toasty.
Or pre-seasoned salmon and a shrimp toasty.
Did I mention anybody can make toast in a fucking second? All you need to do is air fry tater tots, and suddenly you're the most popular chef in town. All right, one last question.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm a 21-year-old female. Ooh, what name can we give this lady?
Liv. How old Liv. Did she say she was?
21.
Okay, close enough.
Liv. Are you talking about someone specific or...
Yeah, it was because it's my brother's girlfriend's birthday coming up, and I thought they were the same age, but they're not. Cool. So, you know, it's fine.
All right.
But either way, Liv.
Shout out to Liv. Shout out, Liv. 21-year-old female recently broke up with her very first boyfriend. Ooh, kind of ominous. Uh-oh. Almost a bad sign.
Yeah.
It was also his first relationship, and we had been dating a little over 3 years. He was an amazing person. He was extremely loving and caring, but our relationship wasn't working, and I had to break his heart. I was just wondering if you guys had any horror stories about hurting a person that you care about deeply, so maybe I won't feel like the only piece of shit in the world right now, or maybe a story about your very first heartbreak and how you got over it. I have always looked up to you guys to brighten my day, so I really hope that you read this. I love you guys and everything you do. Coming from a patron, shout out to the patreon.com/JA. Love, Liv.
Hell yeah. I wish I had a story, but this is too fucked up. It's a little too fucked up that she did this to that guy. He's a nice guy. It's a little fucked up. All right.
She broke up with him.
I guess that's the episode.
What are you talking about?
The first song was by, who was the
your advice on how to get over is that she fucked up by breaking up with him?
It was tacky the way she did it.
She didn't even say how she did it. She just said that she broke up with someone. It wasn't tacky. It was a very strong move on her part. She was able to, you know, say, I have to put myself first. I'm going to break someone's heart. It's going to hurt, but ultimately it's better for the both of us. And she did it. And you're what you're saying? It's tacky or cheesy.
No, you know, I've definitely been there. There have been more than one relationship that ended where the person that I was breaking up with was like very heartbroken, and it was super hard. And the instinct is always to do the thing that makes them feel better, because that's what you like learn in a relationship. You're like, how do I make you feel better? But when the thing that makes them feel better is the thing that you can't give, that's just, it's not an option. So really what you have to do is accept that, as Ingrid Michaelson says, every broken heart in the world still beats. So you know that you're breaking up with them. It's not going to kill him. He will eventually get over it, and your relationship will be a part of his past, which is good ultimately.
Yeah, the first ones are always the hardest ones. So he's like, you know, dealing with this for the first time. But I'm sure it won't be his first, and I'm sure it won't be yours. And, it won't be his last. I'm sure it will always be his first, which is kind of exciting, actually. So you'll always be intrinsically in his life in that regard. But yeah, I don't know anybody that...
All he did was give him it's a life experience. You fell in love, you had your heart broken. It happens again and again and again. So... if anything, it's just, this is something to get used to.
Yeah. And I don't know anybody that had their heart broken at age 20 that is like still even honestly remembers it by age 30. So it may seem like the biggest deal in the world now, but you'll be like a for better or worse, probably a faint memory in a decade. I don't know if that makes you feel any better, but that's somewhat the truth as I know it.
But it's all happening right now. So I think that all you can really know is that he is going to live. And also, like, this will just cause him to grow. Like, he's got friends and family that he'll reach out to and forge new bonds because of this heartbreak. You're sending him on a journey where he's going to get stronger. He's weak and sad now. But in the end, it's going to be good for him.
Yeah.
So good for you.
Ultimately better. And... like they say, time heals all wounds, which is a cliche, but it's true in this case specifically. And you'll have your heart broken and you'll break another heart. And so it goes, unless you get married at age 23 to your next boyfriend.
which could be my brother Micah. Wow. It's
crazy to think. Liv. Part of the family. Imagine. That's insane. I don't know if that's like a lot of pressure to put on her right now or to both of them, but let's bring her in. Grab her.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. I see she's sort of sitting right off camera. She's sitting 3 feet to your left. If you could just shift over the monitor a little bit.
She does the podcast with me. She she likes to have oversight on the ads.
She's my rock. I don't know how else to say it. It brings me a lot of comfort and security to have her here staring at me. So shout out to Liv for that. Mm-hmm. And shout out to you guys for listening and sending in your questions, your theme songs, all that good stuff to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. That opening theme song was Greg Berg. This closing one is epic, Jake, and it's almost specifically really? Designed for you because it is another shout out to the Keeping Records pod, the song you brought up on Caleb and Shelby's podcast.
Oh my God, Wounded?
That's right. It's a Wounded parody.
Holy shit.
Ashton_Delaney on Instagram played it on his guitar, and he posts art to his Instagram, and he lives in Long Island City. So Jake, if you ever want a guitar lesson, he can teach you a bunch of Third Eye Blind songs.
That's amazing. Yeah, I could hop on my bike and ride right over there.
That's right. So this one is by Ashton_Delaney, opening one by Greg Berg. Again, send in all that stuff to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. And if you ever want more of us, if you're ever like, you know what, that was fun, but my appetite is insatiable for content, check out our Patreon.
I need more.
Patreon.com/JA. We're doing weekly videos, maybe another Premier League podcast, but definitely the last Premier League podcast, Lonely and Horny Season 1 and 2. The speech at my speech at your wedding is on there. 2 years worth of
That's
content.
Right. If you want to watch Amir cry, you can do it.
I don't know. I cried during that.
A little.
Yeah. So yeah, you can check it all out at patreon.com/JA. I don't know if I got your gift yet for my birthday, which was last week. It hasn't quite arrived. But I'm still checking that mail every day, late night. So I'll sort of wait for the postmates.
Your gift for me on my birthday was a letter with a list of stuff you wanted for your birthday.
Yeah.
Do you understand how that's fucked up?
So
that's tact. Okay.
Now you know exactly what to get me and you know when to get me. And it was last week. I know the Postal Service is like super overflowed right now. So nothing will arrive on time unless you ordered it
on the day,
unless you snoozed my gift in a way that's like, so I'm least expecting.
That's the
it.
One that was snoozed till July, actually.
Yeah. Oh, for my half. Very considerate. All right. Sweet. Thank you, Drake. Thank you guys for listening. And we'll be back next week. Bye, everybody.
A HeadGum Original.
When everyone is on the same page, getting things done is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly.
Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that enables your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.